Nolte, CNN's Caitlin Collins promotes Luigi Mancione Defense Fund. By John Nolte on February 16, 2025. CNN's Caitlin Collins used her Twitter feed to promote the defense fund for Luigi Mancione. The alleged left-wing assassin who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in cold blood. As I'll explain below, moments like these from the regime media, most especially KNLL, are what I call assassination dog whistles. According to authorities, Mangione, who has been charged with first-degree murder in furtherance of an act of terrorism, stalking, and other related state and federal charges, was caught on video gunning down Thompson in late November. When taken into custody 2 weeks later, police say Mangione had a handwritten note on him that said, "These parasites had it coming." Since the shooting, this alleged left-wing assassin has become a sex symbol and cherished martyr for the cause of government-run healthcare among much of the Democrat Party and political left. Bottom line. Democrats adore this guy because they're convinced he heroically assassinated a CEO. Some even felt joy. This adoration obviously includes Collins, who hosts a basement-rated hour on CNN's primetime, frequently represents the hoax network in the Trump White House and is known to the public primarily as the harridan who makes this face. Although the immediate and online backlash apparently forced her to delete the tweet, and although she is on the White House beat and not the Luigi Mangione beat, Collins still tweeted this on Saturday: "Luigi Mangione's legal defense team has launched a new website today." She then added a link to the site, which is basically a fundraising site for Mangione's defense. Before we go any further, allow me to be 100% clear about something. Like any criminal defendant, including those charged with the most evil of crimes, Mangione deserves the best defense available. When someone is charged with a crime, it is you against the power of the state. And the state has unlimited resources, its own agenda, and is frequently corrupt. Everyone should watch this. Mangione's defense team is doing the Lord's work. They are doing what they are supposed to do and what every one of us would want done if we were charged with a crime. This is not about that. If Mangione is guilty and goes free, that price is worth the cost of the greatest legal system in the world. One that does everything possible to protect the innocent from unjust imprisonment. None of that, however, mitigates a CNN anchor with access to the White House promoting a GiveSendGo link that aids and abets the credibly accused left-wing political assassin of a CEO. This is especially troubling at a time when Democrats are openly promoting violence on CNN, aimed at another CEO, Elon Musk. Outlets such as CNN are desperate to turn CEO Musk into a supervillain, going so far as to lie about him hurling a Nazi salute. Let's also not forget CNN's long history of encouraging, promoting, dismissing, excusing, and personally engaging in violence and threats of violence. The best way to grasp the severity of what Collins did is to switch parties. Imagine if during the Obama administration a Fox News White House correspondent promoted a Dylan Roof defense fund, and for the same reasons, which is no news value reason whatsoever. That Fox News reporter is gone. Twice already legacy media outlets have successfully encouraged assassination attempts against President Trump. On one occasion, the man the media have spent a decade smearing as a racist, fascist, Nazi, rapist, unique threat to democracy was shot in the head. Well, look at what's happening today, and I mean right now. The very same corporate media are now smearing the CEO Elon Musk as a Nazi causing a constitutional crisis. And then, in the middle of all this, a White House correspondent and primetime anchor on CNN, a network infamous for embracing political violence, promotes a defense fund for a man charged with assassinating a CEO. I believe that's what the corporate media would call a dog whistle. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.